We welcome in Jesus' name on this Palm Sunday. Beautiful cover to the bulletin. And it tells the whole story. Amazing. Jesus, the Almighty Son of God, who helped create all things, and the book of Hebrews tells us, in whom all things in the universe are held together, came into Jerusalem riding a donkey to make a point, to teach us what kind of a king he is. He is our almighty king who humbled himself to serve us to the point of giving his life on the cross. And in Jesus we find our true peace, and that sets the overall theme for our service this morning. We begin with "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," hymn 339.
Thank you. turn to the order of morning service on page 5. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thy infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thy only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake giveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Do not be far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Be quick to help me. Save me from the lion's mouth, and deliver me from the horns of the wild oxen. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? Amen. Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever the one true God, world without end. You may be seated. Our reading from the Old Testament this morning is taken from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Here ends our Old Testament lesson. Our epistle lesson is taken from the second chapter of Philippians, verses 5 through 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was born in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. That is, even though Jesus was Almighty God and all of his glory in heaven, he didn't refuse to leave that behind and stay in his glory in heaven. Verse 7, but emptied himself, came down to earth, by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for the glory of God the Father. And we know that on the judgment day this will literally come true. Here ends our epistle lesson. We speak responsively and gradually. Hosanna to the Son of David. Lord, do not turn your face from your servant. O draw near to my soul and redeem it. But I am afflicted and in pain. I will praise the name of God with song. The humble have seen it and are glad. Christ has humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Please rise. The Holy Gospel for this Palm Sunday is written in the 21st chapter of St. Matthew, beginning with the first verse. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, who is this? And the crowd said, this is the prophet Jesus of Nazareth of Galilee. Here ends our gospel reading. Praise be to thee, we join with all who believe in the living God in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We sing, right on in majesty, in 162. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. So far, our text, you may be seated. Dear fellow believers in Christ, who humbled himself for us. The Jewish people at the time of Christ were ruled over by the Roman Empire. The Jews were at the mercy of the Roman rulers, some of whom were very cruel. The Jews were looking for their Messiah to come and free them from Rome and return their nation to the glory it had formerly under King David. The Jews wanted God to give them an earthly kingdom with earthly peace. There are always things in life that cause us anxiety. The ongoing threat of the terrorists, the economic uncertainty in our own country and in other countries, and on, just turn on the news. Today, our Lord reminds you and me where to find peace in the face of all the problems of the kingdoms of this world. Our text was written by our Lord through his faithful Old Testament prophet, Zechariah. In Zechariah's day, the Jewish people were terribly discouraged. The words of our text were written after the Jews had been conquered by Babylon and taken into captivity there. Years later, the Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem, which a group of them did. 14 more years had passed, and yet they hadn't finished rebuilding their city and their temple because of opposition from people around them and because of a growing lack of interest on their own part. They had thought that the rebuilding wouldn't take long, but that hadn't happened. They saw the nations around them strong and prosperous, and they wondered if and when their own nation of Israel would ever be that way again. The Lord sent Zechariah to encourage his people. The name Zechariah means the Lord remembers. Zechariah reminded God's people that he had not forgotten them. As a nation, they had brought most of their problems upon themselves because of their rebelliousness and sinfulness. For all of them who would turn to the Lord in repentance, he would forgive them. As they obeyed God and his word, they would bless them in all that they did. The Lord, through Zechariah, was turning his people's attention away from the problems they were having and giving them hope by directing them to the coming Messiah. God would help them rebuild their city and temple, but they shouldn't place their hopes in their earthly kingdom of Israel. The Lord told them, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you." Rejoice greatly. Shout. That's real happiness. God told his people literally, jump for joy as they looked forward to their coming heavenly king. They should place their hope and their trust in him and his kingdom of heaven. God referred to his people as the daughter of Zion. And that is because years earlier, King David had built their capital city, Jerusalem, on Mount Zion. Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonians, but now it was gradually being rebuilt, the city and the temple. There, God's people would be able to come and worship him. But whether or not they had an earthly temple in which to worship, they could give thanks and praise to God at any time and anywhere. The Lord reminded them, "Your king is coming to you." They needed to learn to look not to an earthly country, an earthly leader, or their hope, or their real hope, but to their heavenly king. "Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation." Now, those words do not describe any earthly king. They can only be referring to the Son of God. Earthly rulers can be self-serving, dishonest, and even cruel. God would say of his Son, our heavenly King, "In him, I am well pleased." Jesus said that he did not come to be served, but to serve. Earthly rulers have their people serve them to establish their earthly kingdoms. But Jesus served us by living and dying on the cross in our place, earning the kingdom of heaven for us. "Your king is coming to you, mounted on a donkey. How do modern day VIPs travel? In beautiful, expensive limousines. In Bible times, kings would travel on a beautiful horse. But the king who had come to God's people would be riding on a donkey. What kind of a king was that? Unlike so many kings, as Zechariah said, their king was humble. Again, this is no earthly king. Christ, our heavenly king, said that he did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Earthly rulers have their people, typically, have their people fight their battles for them. Christ, our heavenly king, humbly allowed himself to be put to death on the cross to fight in our place against Satan and hell and sin and death. Jesus, our heavenly king, won the victory for us. Our Lord assures us, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfortingly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is ended. And God tells us what kind of warfare he's talking about and how he ended it when he says that her iniquity is pardoned. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. By this time, the nation of Israel had been divided into two parts. Ephraim was the northern kingdom, and Judah, where Jerusalem was the southern kingdom. And the Lord shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. God did give his people times of earthly peace, free from enemy attacks, but the recurring rebelliousness of the Jewish nation guaranteed that those times of earthly peace did not last. We're not the only people to face the threat of weapons of mass destruction. People throughout history have faced those WMDs of their own time. Our text speaks of chariots and war horses and battle bows. They are WMDs. When Jesus came, did he restore the earthly kingdom of Israel to its former glory? No. As the Messiah, Jesus brings peace and unity to true Israel, spiritual Israel, the Christian church. He will proclaim peace to the nations. This king, riding on a donkey, was going to establish peace for the whole world. None of the greatest leaders of all history with their vast armies could accomplish that. And they could never achieve a lasting peace. Where are they now? Only the Son of God brings us peace that lasts. But it is not an earthly peace. Neither Israel nor any nation can have absolute peace, absolute earthly peace. Therefore, when the Lord promised to take away the chariots and the war horses and break the battle bows, what was he talking about? He was talking about spiritual peace, the peace that he gives us in our souls. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your souls. Jesus has told us, my kingdom is not of this world. Sometimes we turn on the news, we think of all the problems going on in the world around us, and we say, Lord, are you going to do something about this? God created a perfect world for us. Adam and Eve ruined it. The Lord is always with us to help us and bless us. But don't make the same mistake the Jewish people made in Zechariah's and Jesus' day. They looked for the Messiah to come and establish an earthly peace. Because of sin, peace, earthly peace all over the earth is never going to happen. We can't look to Jesus to give us heaven on earth with perfect peace between us sinful human beings? Jesus says, in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. It's good for us to be responsible, involved, informed citizens. We pray that the Lord will give us good government. We need to be careful that we don't develop the mindset of looking to some earthly leader or some political party to be the solution to our country's problems. Look to Jesus instead. Pray. Do what you can. And place your faith and your trust in Jesus. In spite of all the problems of our earthly kingdoms, Jesus gives us his peace. He gives us peace of mind by assuring us, I'm with you always. Jesus gives us peace with God and peace with ourselves when he tells us, be happy, your sins are forgiven. Jesus gives us peace in his assurance, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jesus gives us peace for each day by telling us that he causes all things to work together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And Jesus gives us peace for our future by telling us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. The hope the Lord held out for his people so long ago is the same hope he is still holding out for you and me today. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. In this Old Testament prophecy of Palm Sunday, our Lord promises us peace. Christ, our heavenly King, humbly, willingly rode into Jerusalem on a donkey on that first Palm Sunday. Within a few days, he gave up his life on the cross. And on Easter Sunday, rose again. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have peace, knowing that our sins are forgiven. Peace that comes in knowing that God is with us in our lives each day, that he is guiding us and blessing us right now. And we have peace in knowing that one day in heaven, God will give us eternal, perfect peace. In spite of all the problems of the kingdoms of this earth, Jesus, our heavenly King, gives us his peace. Amen. Please rise. We continue on page 12. The offertory. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would receive our thanksgiving and praise for the great blessing of sending us your Son, Jesus, our Heavenly King. We have to confess that we at times are anxious, we worry, we look around us at all the problems in our own country and in this world, problems that are ultimately caused by sin. Because we are sinful, there are many problems in the world in general, and sometimes we and others sin and add to the problems. Help us to appreciate the peace that you, with which you blessed us in our own country. Truly, it is a tremendous gift from you. Help us to be good citizens and use the privileges that we have here, our voice and our vote, and most of all, to pray. Pray for good leaders. Pray for good government. Pray that with our leaders or in spite of them, your good and gracious will for our good is being done. Thank you, Jesus, that incredibly you, the Almighty Son of God, humbled yourself and left behind your glory in heaven. You came down to earth and were born as a little baby of the Virgin Mary so that you could live a perfect life in our place, in the place of our very sinful lives, and earn heaven for us. That you humbled yourself all the way to death on the cross for our sins, to take away every one of our sins. We thank you, Lord, that you have humbled us, working faith in our hearts that we see our sin and that we see in you our God and our Savior from sin. Forgive us when we are afraid, when we worry about anything in life, but help us to trust in you, to know that even as you rode on that donkey, at that same time, you still were and you are the Almighty God. That since you willingly gave your life for us, we are very precious to you. And you are watching over each one of us. You are with us each day, always. That we can continue to look to you and you guide us and lead us through your word and your Holy Spirit. That you bring us through those difficult times and that you have us headed on that one way that is certainly and surely leading us to heaven. Help us, Lord, to live in your strength and your peace, that others may see these qualities from you in us, that may see you in us, that we may bear witness to you and glorify you with our lives and in our conversations with others. Share the precious message of peace in you with others, and let it take root in their hearts and grow, that they too may come to know you as their heavenly King and their Savior. We pray that you would bless our coming Holy Week meditations and turn our hearts and our minds to you and your suffering and your death for us, just to understand the depth of our sin and the depth of your love, and to have the joyful confidence that in you we are forgiven, we are saved, and that heaven with its perfect peace and joy is waiting for us. All of our needs we bring in the prayer which you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue with Crown Me with Many Crowns, hymn 341. Thank you. Please rise. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may, knowing this, hear them, read them, take careful note of what they say, learn them, and take them to heart, believe them, and live by them, that by patience and comfort from your holy word, we may embrace and always hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Receive with trusting hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Hail, thou once despised Jesus, hymn 367.